Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome everyone, welcome to, hold on, let me push this button down and tap this button and change this button and lower this button. Oh, how unprofessional. Welcome everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Throw on Oracle, teacher, but most importantly, a student. Always a student, always learning, always growing, always expanding, always and trying to share all of this. And happiness specialist, the nerve of her, that's impossible. Who does she think she is anyway? What's wrong with her? I've heard it all. Oh, yes. I've been insulted, I've been called selfish, I've been called toxic. I've been told that I've been wasting my life being delusional looking for this thing called happiness. I was told what I do is I've contributed zero to the planet because what I do can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing. And I laugh at that. I actually did laugh when Walter O'Brien said that I was toxic, happiness specialist toxic. Boy, am I getting off the track. Yes, toxic. No, your words mean absolute. Your words have absolutely zero power. Can I get back to the introduction? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following and spreading the word. The number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And or if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. Oh, brief introduction. When I was younger, blowing out the candles, making a wish on my birthday cake, throwing a coin in the fountain, making a wish. I always wish for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential. I had no idea what that meant or what it looked like. I had no vision, but I said, I want to live to my potential. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And this thing called happiness, this what I've discovered is that, number one, nothing external is going to add to your happiness. Let me be very clear. When I say happiness, I'm talking about a personal vibration, a personal energy of peace, of contentment, of deep satisfaction in every single moment. That's impossible. That's a practice. And how do you even get to that? Is it even possible? I'm telling you, yes, I'm 68. I've been studying this for 45 years. So happiness, inner peace, contentment is a practiced skill. It's a practiced skill. Just add it on your list of things to do. But put it at the top of the list if you're committed, if you prioritize, or if you're really interested in this thing called happiness. meaning it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter your circumstances. It doesn't matter the relationships, your health, your money, your finances. None of that matters. It is a practice of finding out the truth of who you are, why you're here, the truth. You are, the universe is living through you. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. That's the truth. And all of this other stuff is just extra icing on the cake. When I say Program for Unhappiness, which happens to be the title of the book that will be out in a month, two months at the latest, definitely, I mean, it's at the last stages, it's on the editor's desk. We're going through the last stages. I just got to get permission to quote some different quotes. I'm almost there. Program for Unhappiness. And so the programming is the cause of the suffering. The programming is the cause of the angst, of the stress, of the anxiety, of the depression. It's the programming. Well, what do you mean by that, Rebecca? Well, when you first popped out of the womb, you didn't know how to worry, you didn't know how to complain or blame or take things personally. If you go to an infant, the 6 months old, a year old, and you curse them out, you lousy, you piece of crap, you're a loser, you won't. And believe me, I've done that. I actually was giving a talk, and I've shared this before, and I was at the spot where I was talking about how words innately don't have power. Innately, they don't have power. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news that you can't be moved by a word? A word can't trigger you. A word can't set you off. A word can't push your buttons. Isn't that powerful? Or would you rather? Oh, a word can take you soaring, or can crash you right down into the depths of hell. A word. No, it is a reprogramming. Program for Unhappiness, there is a reprogramming. Can you imagine that words, that the word, the world cannot be offended and the world cannot be triggered by a word? Can you imagine? No, that would require too much personal responsibility. Oops, did I say that out loud? Anyway, I don't know how I get off onto these tangents, but let me just talk about when I say Program for Unhappiness. The first part of the practice, if you're interested in experiencing more contentment along the journey, my favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And how do you navigate through life's storms? How do you navigate through life's storms, especially the storms? It's easy to skip and sing and swing your arms when the sun is out and the birds are singing and you just got a new deposit and you're madly in love and everything is rosy. That's easy. Now, I'm talking about feeling, being an energy of contentment when you're at the, you know, those unwanted moments, those moments that I would prefer didn't happen, quite frankly. And if I was in charge of this, you think, if I was in charge, that's my ego speaking, if I was in charge, things would be different. Yeah, that was the ego speaking. The practice is acceptance. The practice is trusting. The practice is surrendering, trusting in every single moment, knowing that this moment, regardless of how uncomfortable it is, regardless of how long it lasts, is there for a purpose, is there to serve you. So the first part of the practice is to put a spotlight on those programmed behaviors. And one of them is worrying, and one of them is not being at peace with uncertainty. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. This happened to me yesterday. You know, I like real life stories, and I would love for you to share if you are inspired and or inclined. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and or if you want to speak to me on wisdom, just ask to join the show. Let me give you my definition before we get to the story. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment regardless of what happens. Regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's not happening. They told me they were going to call at 12 o'clock, and now it's 12:05. Now it's 12:30. Now it's 2 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock, and no one's called. So the vibration, the personal vibration of contentment, regardless of what happens, don't you think that's a great skill to have, a great practice to practice? So I gave you the definition. To be clear, happiness is a state in mind. A state in mind. And before you were programmed, before all the programming, this vibration of contentment was all yours. It was who you were, who you are. Let's get back to the topic of today, because you know I can get off topic in a second, in a minute, in a nanosecond, in a nanosecond. Last week, we spoke about the search for meaning and how I hit you with a baseball bat to the back of your head and said, there is no such thing as meaning. Now, if you didn't hear last week's show, you may feel like you got hit again. Baseball bat to the back of the head. The search for meaning. That is all a man-made concept program. What's the meaning? Because out in the universe, what is the meaning? What's the meaning? What does the universe, and I use the term universe. You can use whatever term you want, whether it's God, spirit, source, higher power, it doesn't matter what the term is. It's just a word. It's just a word with letters put together to form a word. You see how insignificant? Now, I get this pushback. Well, words have power. And haven't you seen the snowflake experiment where you're angry and you're cursing at the snowflake and it changes positions and it changes. Haven't you seen that experiment, Rebecca? Words are powerful. You see how you can have fun? You just have fun just making it up in, on the moment, on the fly. And I say to that, it's not the word that had the power that changed the snowflake. The snowflake, whatever it was, what were they? Snowflake, whatever it was, crystal or the water figures. It wasn't a snowflake. Water figures. I don't really. What a horrible, horrible researcher I am. It was the energy behind the words. It's the energy. You can feel everything is energy, and you can feel. I'm definitely gonna do some research on this because I remember hearing this story. And this woman wrote a book, and she was a doctor or a nurse, and she was having a stroke, and she knew she was having a stroke. She was in the shower, and she knew she was having a stroke because she had a lot of medical background. She said, "Oh, I'm experiencing a stroke." Got to the hospital. Bottom line, so now she's recovering, and but she wasn't able to speak. She wasn't able to communicate for a while, but she said in her book, I have to find this woman. I have to Google and find out who she was. I did, this was at least 20 years ago, I remember hearing this. And she said, but I could feel people's energy as they walked into my hospital room. I can feel whether they cared about me or they really cared or they didn't. I can feel whether they had their best interest or they didn't. And this was before she could even recognize, because her mother was there too, and she didn't even recognize her mother. So she could feel that this woman with this face cared so much. But she couldn't communicate it, but she could feel the energy. So this world is energetically felt. The practice is letting go of these words. Anyway, back to the. Did I even have a point? Well, whether or not I had a point or not, I was still talking. The search for meaning. Oh, the search for meaning. So back to the meaning, back to the lack of. In fact, what is the purpose of this life? And the storms that we all go through. I contend that every event, whether my ego wants it or doesn't want it, has a purpose, has a reason. It is there for a reason. Just like in the universe, there is nothing just random. There is a reason for everything happening, all of the unfolding, all of the expansion. Scratch the reason. There is a unfolding without reason. It's just what it does. The universe just unfolds. It just keeps expanding. Anyway, I'm really getting off. Thank you if you're still with me. Back to what do you do in the middle of a storm? So yesterday I had a perfect example. One of the practices that it's just second nature, is knowing your audience. You know your sister, you know your brother, you still have your parents, if you have cousins, if you have your coworkers, you know your audience, especially people that are close to you. You know your audience. So when you do, and that is, if you want to experience more contentment, it is a practice of knowing your audience. Are they, without judgment, by the way, without judgment, are people more prone to complain? Are people more negative? Are people more, are they talkers? Are they not talkers? What do they like? What do they don't like? What pushes their buttons? You know, people that are close to you, you know what pushes their buttons, yes or no? The answer is yes. So when I say know your audience, that's part of your practice. Because when you know your audience, then you can navigate around their characteristics, tendencies, and always get to a destination of peace. But how do you, that sure was a long, now I know why I started talking about that, but that sure was a long story to get to this point. So my point is, this person that I called, one of my very, 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 very close in my circle, they're in my circle. So they're grandfathered in, they're in my circle, I love them, they love me, and that's that. But one of the things I know about them is that they always answer the phone. You know, there's some people that always text back right away, and there's some people that always answer the phone. And that's one of the things when I say know your audience. When you know who you know your audience, you're able to work the room. You're able to create peace all the time. In fact, if there is a conflict, because you are so advanced and because you are so enlightened, I'm talking to you. That's right, you, the person in the mirror. I'm talking to you because you are so advanced and because you are conscious and you are so aware. If you have any conflict, sorry to yell at you, but if you have any conflict with any person that's close to you, any time, oh, this may hurt. Put your seatbelt on for this. Strap it on. It's going to be your fault. It's going to be your fault. You are the one that is the most powerful. You are the one that can make a change. You want the world to change? You make the change. You make the changes. So back to the story. This one person that's very close to me, love them, they love me, always answers the phone. On Friday, I called. No answer. And I'm not one to leave messages, not really. Sometimes I do, but it's very rare. It depends on the circumstance. I'll just call back. And so I didn't leave a message. But what this person always does is when they see that I've called, even though I haven't left a message, they always call me back. So here we go. I was expecting, I'm using air quotes, I was slightly expecting, even though I practice and teach zero expectations, have zero expectations. You want to eliminate disappointment and heartbreak for the rest of your life? Practice having zero expectations, and you will never be heartbroken or disappointed ever again. Okay? So that evening, I'm thinking, okay, well, they'll call me back. No call. Okay, little wake up in the morning, no call, no acknowledgement. That's not like them. That was my first thought. A couple hours into the day yesterday, I made a second call. Hadn't heard from them. I already practiced trusting that everything's in order. I already still have the antennas up, yes. Still trusting that everything's in order. Trusting that everything's in order, everything's fine. Everything's working for your betterment. Yes, you're that kind of. Yes, that's right. That's what goes on in my head. And called again. Second time, same thing. No answer. This person is always answering the phone. No answer. That was at, I don't know, 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. I know it was late morning. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, no answer, no response. So now the stories, well, scratch that, now the stories. The stories were already formulating in my head anyway. The concern, you know, the ego just loves to find something wrong. The concern, the worry, the that's not like them, you know, all of those stories. And I was witnessing, you know, one of the things when you're in the middle of these kind of storms, and I know this is a very mild version, but when you're in the middle of these storms, step out, practice stepping out, stepping out and watching and witnessing. I've talked about this a lot, witnessing and observing what this person with your name, you know, the one that you identify by with your name, whatever your name is, John, Jerry, Jimmy, Joe, Sue, Gertrude, Melba, Olga, all of those out of the box names. When you practice stepping out, I watched myself from the morning to the evening. The story started coming quicker and even more doom and gloom, you know. Well, what if they're in a hospital and can't get to the phone? And so then I text someone. that is in the family that would know whether or not this person is fine, if they're okay. I mean, because they talk to them every single day. So I texted someone that knew, that could find out, you know, where is your cousin? The point is, it could have been, I'm waiting for somebody to contact me. I'm waiting for the doctor to give me a medical diagnosis. I'm waiting for, I'm right in the middle of the storm feeling uncomfortable, uneasy, unbalanced. And this is all a story. Stay with me. Unbalanced, concerned. This isn't normal. Something's wrong. I mean, the creativity of my ego story is a bottle and sell it. I mean, are you kidding? I keep forgetting fiction, nonfiction. Fiction all the way. Just made up stuff. Made up scenarios, made up worries, made up fear from A to Z. And that's what happens anytime you're in the middle of a storm. Am I right? Can somebody say amen with an S? Amen. Not amen. Amen. That's what happens. That is the program. So first, there is a shift. Oh, this something's off. Something's off. Then there is a confirmation of why this Rebecca needs to believe, justification, lots of evidence that yes, something is wrong here. And what happens after that is the continual bombardment of feel bad, doom and gloom stories. That's what happens. And it is a pile on and another pile on and another pile on of bad news, bad scenarios. I mean, I'm coming up with, I don't have a family anymore. Oh, my family's against me. I mean, it's the creativity is endless of the ego story. And I just want to share with you to be mindful of when you are in the middle of all that. Number one, know that whatever moment you are experiencing, it's not going to last forever. I'll give you an example right now. I'm in the middle of this legal battle. I'm going in 2024, it'll be year six. Year six. And the universe just broke me down. You know how the cowboys break a horse? It just broke me down. This is going to take as long as it's going to take, Rebecca. There is your timeline, and when I say your timeline, I'm speaking of my ego's timeline, doesn't matter, doesn't count, isn't important, is ignored. No, this is on the universal timeline. So your responsibility, your job is to enjoy it all while practicing patience. Can you do that? Can you practice 6 years? I mean, I'll never forget that early in the year, I was talking to someone, and I believe I was sharing, I said, yeah, this is 5 years. And they said to me, Don't be surprised if it goes into next year. And I'll never forget, it was early 2023. I said, there's no way this legal battle is going to go into 2024. And guess what? Three more weeks. Is it 3 weeks or four more weeks? And it's going to be 2024, and it's not year, and it's not resolved. The point is, there is a higher, scratch the higher, there is another level of understanding. There is another level of understanding that is incomprehensible to this little pea brain, I'm speaking for myself, to this little pea brain ego of mine. There is another level that the ego cannot comprehend and is not interested in comprehending, which is that place that is blind trust. You know, there is a song. What is the song called? Google the song if you feel inspired. It's called Oceans, Where My Feet Fail. I believe that's it, Oceans. Let me see if I can look that up really fast. Oh, you know, I'm 68 years old. I remember the first microwave, and I remember the first color TV. So all of this looking up on the Internet is always a wonder. It's always amazing to me. Let's see. Oceans, Where Feet. You know what? Not Ocean's 11. No. Okay, here we go. I wonder if I can play this. No, I don't think I can. Okay, it's called Oceans Where Feet May Fail. You want a song? You want to listen to a song that'll inspire you? Well, scratch that. I don't know if it's going to inspire you, but it inspired me. I mean, gives me chills. Sometimes I just put it on a loop. Oceans Where Feet May Fail. It's talking about is trust. Trust, trust, trust. And if you listen to that song, oh my goodness. At least it sends shivers through my soul. Dee 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 dee, we lost the wire. Dee dee. Of course, I don't know the words. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, inspirational song. And this is another solution, or this is another practice. Scratch the solution. This is another practice. Anytime you find yourself stuck in a moment that you are struggling with. In a present moment, that you would not prefer, that no thank you. There are three things. There are things that you can do to shift from one focus into another. But you know that ego is a fighter. It doesn't give up. And one of them is singing, dancing, laughing. Singing, dancing, laughing. Singing, dancing, laughing. That's another practice. And, of course, you know, you can sing or dance and laugh, and then it's still same scenario, same problems when you come back, but that's okay. Same problems. The practice is taking responsibility and accepting the present moment as is without any resistance or wanting anything other than what is presented in the present moment. That's not easy to do, people. That ain't easy. But the more you practice, the easier it gets. Because there is going to be a time when you'll have nothing else to do but accept. Nothing else to do. So you might as well get the practice in early. Unwanted moments. How to navigate through life storms. Number one, acceptance. And instead of looking at it as a storm, look at it as, I know you've heard it a million times, as an opportunity for growth, as an opportunity for change, as an opportunity to shift, as an opportunity to for something different, as a shakeup. You know, before I forget too, I'm just not the world's best marketer. I'm just not. I'm a one-trick pony. Well, two-trick pony. I got three things that I do really, 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 really well. And one of them is this happiness stuff. But marketing isn't my thing. Anyway, back to so before I go on, I have a YouTube channel, and I'm just starting to update it and grow it. YouTube channel, and my son and I are doing live streams every Saturday at 9:15. I know it's an odd time, 9:15 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we have two shows up. Now, we're just starting. We haven't gotten the cameras and the lighting down, but the content is a combination of relationships, program behavior, mother and son, spiritual, entertainment, bam. Thank goodness I remembered. So it's on YouTube. Just search Rebecca L. Norrington. You'll find it. Or reality spirit. You're Rebecca L. Norrington. Anyway, back to the show. How do you navigate through those storms? Again, it's a practice, but it all, when I'm faced, and trust me, because I'm a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, I get a lot of thrown at me. So the practice is, the first thing is acceptance. Acceptance of whatever you are finding in the present moment. The second part of the practice is to automatically trust that whatever you are finding in the present moment is there to serve you in some kind of way. The third part of the practice, when I say trust, I mean deep, 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 not without even a question, not even without a speck of disbelief. You are here, you are being served. And whatever is happening is supposed to be happening, and if it's not happening, guess what? It's not time for it to happen. The other practice is to step back and just watch this person, this whatever you call yourself, whatever your name is, just watch how this person responds to life, to whatever the circumstances are. Watch what happens. Watch them. Are you able to sit back and trust and thank you? I trust, thank you, trust. Huh? The two T's. Thank you, and I trust. Thank you, and I trust. And it is not easy. No. It is not easy. This is the most challenging practice ever. It requires a lot of activity. It requires a lot of looking in the mirror. It requires a lot of analyzing. It requires a lot of just letting go of what my ego thinks that it knows and believe. The five most common regrets of the dying, you can Google it. The five most common regrets of the dying. Number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number three, I wish I had the courage to speak my mind and express my feelings. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number five, I wish I would have let myself be happier. That's the name of the game. on this side of the town, on this side of town, when I say happiness, I'm talking about a personal vibration of contentment. And that contentment doesn't mean that, doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to go back to this example, Elon Musk. I'm going to go back to this example. And it's so funny that he tweeted, this was a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, he tweeted out, I'm praying for, I don't know if he said praying, I'm just wanting or praying for world peace. That was one of his tweets. I just want world peace. Can't we get some world peace over here? That was his tweet. And it really hit me. It hit me because it hit me then, and I responded. I responded to the tweet and said that world peace starts from within. And then a week later, or 2 weeks later, I see, and I talked about this before on the show. I just wanted to bring it up again. And a few weeks later, a couple weeks later, I see Elon Musk, not that I'm stalking him or trolling him or anything. I didn't even know he's the richest man on the planet. $292 billion. Lord have mercy. I remember finding out how much a billion was. $1 billion. It's the same, and I don't remember the analogy. It's the same as getting, what is it, $3,000 a day for 100 years. Or $1,000 a day for, who knows? But it's a lot of money. it's a lot of money. And that's $1 billion. He's got $292 billion. But that, I digress. Lord have mercy. Thank you for sticking in with my craziness. Back to that. 2 weeks later, I see him addressing, I believe it was the CEO of Disney. He just said his first name, Bob, anyway. And he was talking about, Elon Musk was talking about advertising, and I guess there was a conflict of him advertising with Disney. I don't even know. But he sat on the stage and he said, you know, he did the middle finger salute. Fuck you, Bob. F you, Bob. And I'm thinking, 2 weeks ago, you were just texting or you were just tweeting, you want world peace. World peace starts within. All of your battles, your anger, your looking out, pointing out whatever enemy you have, enemy or enemies, and I'm using air quotes here because there's no such thing. We're all one, even though, oh, boy, does that bother me. We're all one. We're all one consciousness. It bothers my ego. But even so, back up to that, backing up to that story, you want world peace. That's not the truth. You want world peace, act like world peace. You want world peace? You want change? Then change. You change. And what do you change? You just change your vibration. You change your energy. You change your focus. You change your perspective. In the moment of life storms, we all have them. We all experience them. What are we going to do? Accept, number one, trust, blind trust. Number two, number three, witness the storm as opposed to be tossed and turned by the storm. And can we have some fun? Can we start smiling? Can we start joking? Can we make fun? Can we make fun of circumstances that don't feel, that aren't funny, that don't feel fun or funny? Can we create fun out of something that's not funny? Well, that would be very challenging for most. Well, that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, yes, Rebecca L. Norrington. Go to YouTube channel, subscribe, like. I know I have to say all that. Subscribe and like. Push the like button and subscribe. Make a comment. Thank you. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the book that I'm writing now is going to be published in less than, I'm going to say 45 days. You know what? I'm not going to put that much pressure. By the end of January 2024, the book will be published. How's that? How's that for a statement that may or may not happen? How's that for getting detached? That's another thing. Detach yourself from any outcome. Detach yourself from how anything unfolds, how it unfolds, how soon it unfolds. Detach from any outcome. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself and where you are in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find. And what do you practice? You practice eliminating all of the programming, all of the program behaviors. I'm up to 54. They're all going to be in the book. I'm up to 54 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. 54! And I promise you, the more you practice, every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good. Yeah.